Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, you may be surprised to find out that I'm actually live today, live on the Steve Noble Show. It is Memorial Day 2018, and I've done that most Memorial Days since I've been daily on the radio, which was started back in, when was that? Sometime in 2011, I started daily. I think it was in February. And coming up to Memorial Day, which obviously is a federal holiday and a three-day weekend, most people are enjoying the day off. You're enjoying the day off. I've enjoyed the day off for the most part at home and then came in here. I just feel with a platform that God has blessed me with this radio show and Facebook Live and such. On Memorial Day, I think because I have a platform and as I've gotten older, I've gotten a much more profound feeling of gratefulness for our military. I think because, you know, I was having I was 9/11 kind of brought all that back up for me back in 2001, obviously. And it's just become something that every Memorial Day, I think about taking the day off and spend most of the day at home, and we'll head back home after the show. But it's just doing my part to honor those that have paid the ultimate price in service to our nation, which is why I'm here. And if you know of anybody, if you want to honor anybody today in your life, it could be a great grandfather, a grandfather, a father, a brother, a spouse, a son or a daughter, a friend, somebody from high school. I saw a lot of things on Facebook earlier today on my own page, and people were honoring people that had paid that ultimate price for our nation. And I want to mention those folks as well because they've shared that on my Facebook page. And then I want to give you the opportunity. So please remember the phone number today if you want to honor a member of the military that's given their lives, paid the ultimate price, as Abe Lincoln once said, President Abraham Lincoln, to honor them today. And Veterans Day, and we should be honoring active members of our military. And we do. Thank you if you're an active member of the military or a husband or a wife or a father or a mother, son or a daughter. God bless you and thank you for your service. But Memorial Day, really, which goes all the way back into the 1800s, started off as Decoration Day, is the day that we remember and honor in memorial, in memory of those that paid the ultimate price. So if you would like to honor somebody today that gave their life in service to our country as a member of the military, then please call in. We want to give you the time to do that. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. 7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. I do have a veteran, an Army veteran, that's going to be calling in. He was serving in Afghanistan. He put a great, really moving story up on Facebook earlier today, and I reached out to him, and he agreed to join us. He served in the Army, like I said, in the Kunar River Valley. This story comes in the late summer 2009. So Mr. Harold Eustache is going to be joining us after the 4:30 break to share that story in honor of a fallen member of the military and that he got to know because Harold was serving over there in the U.S. Army. So we'll hear that as well. And I've got some speech clips, not clips, some things, excerpts that I'm going to read to you. But if you want to share today and honor somebody that you know that paid the ultimate price, that lost their life in service to our nation recently or a long time ago, please call in and share that. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-34-TRUTH. Again, we are live on Memorial Day 2018. Here to honor our soldiers that have paid the ultimate price. 866-34-TRUTH. If you want to call in and honor somebody, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. A little history of Memorial Day, which goes all the way back to when it was called Decoration Day. On May 5th, 1868, General John A. Logan, leader of an organization for Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance later that month, the 30th of May, 1868. Is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land, he proclaimed. On the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield, who later became president, made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and 5,000 participants decorated the graves of 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers buried there. And, of course, that's where President Trump was today, laying down the wreath. I've got actually an incredible excerpt from James Garfield's speech, that first Decoration Day at Arlington Cemetery back in 1868. I'm going to go to that in a second, but also want to give you a chance if you want to call in and honor somebody that gave their life in service to this country as a member of our incredible military. Please do that, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Again, we are live today on Memorial Day 2018. So let me go to my buddy Clay, who's here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Clay, thanks for calling in. Go ahead, bud.
Well, brother, I'm going to tell you something. Since I served in the United States Air Force, I can go by my military name, which is Anthony C. Edison, and I would like to send a heartfelt thank you, grateful gratitude, and appreciation to those people that are doing what they're doing right now. And being in service for protecting us right now as we're able to drive around and you're calling, you know, you're doing your live show right now. We have people protecting us right now. So I would like to be able to say, hey, God bless each and every one of you out there that have done your job and are doing your job as we continue speaking. Those who have passed on from this world, it is a major God-given blessing that we have the protection and the freedom that we're allowed to have for what these people are doing right now. And plus, I can also say, being a former military person, it's the 28 May 18 date, and it is now 16/13. I just want to say thank you, brother, for doing this. I want to say I appreciate you, and I love you, and I thank you very much for letting everybody be able to do this because it is so important. And I learned something earlier today when Brother Jay was doing a breakdown between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. That's a very intricate part because Memorial Day is memorializing those people who have defended this country and who have gone on to the better place that the Lord has placed them in. And we need to really give thanks for those people.
That's right.
And I'm so thankful because of being in that capacity myself. I didn't go into any war, but I was there to help do what the Lord needed me to do.
Amen.
And I just want to say thank you, brother, for doing this. And God bless you, man. And
God bless you too, Clay.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, pal.
All right.
Thanks for your service.
Right, yes,
God
sir.
Bless you. Thanks for calling in. Always great to hear from Clay. And thank you again for your service. All the active military people listening right now, or if you have a son or a daughter, a mother or a father, 866-34-TRUTH. If you would like to honor a fallen soldier that's you've known in your life or maybe going back a ways. I've got the most recent soldiers that we've lost. Got some information about that. And I want to read from James Garfield's speech that very first Decoration Day at Arlington Cemetery. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back.
What will make a man so bold? Make a woman lay her own life down. Only one thing, Jesus Christ.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Memorial Day 2018. I am live today. Just have felt on Memorial Day when we're in town to feel compelled to use this platform to honor those that have paid the ultimate price in service to our country. Of course, John 15:13, we all know, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And men and women have been doing that since the founding of this nation. And I was mentioning the very first observance of what was originally called Decoration Day, which we've renamed Memorial Day. It became a federal holiday, I think, back in 1968. Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May. But originally it was called Decoration Day, and it flowed out of the Civil War. So in 1868, then General James Garfield, who later became president, offered the first speech of the first Decoration Day at Arlington Cemetery. And this is just an excerpt from the beginning of it. And if you want to call in and honor somebody that you know from maybe from long days gone by in your past, family history or a friend, somebody you went to high school with. I have several from Facebook I'm gonna mention before we finish the show today. But if you'd like to call in and share one of your own on Memorial Day as we remember and honor those that have lost their lives in service to our country in the military, please give us a call, 866-348-7884. That's why I'm in here today, to honor the lost and to honor you if you want to call in and honor somebody and give you the opportunity to do that here across 13 different states and about 25 different radio stations. And we thank God for that platform. So we're trying to use it well today on Memorial Day. 866-34-TRUTH. is our number, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, if you'd like to honor somebody. Okay, General James Garfield. I am oppressed with a sense of the impropriety of uttering words on this occasion. If silence is ever golden, it must be here beside the graves of 15,000 men, whose lives were more significant than speech and whose death was a poem, the music of which can never be sung. With words, we make promises, plight, faith, praise, virtue. Promises may not be kept, plighted faith may be broken, and vaunted virtue be only the cunning mask of vice. We do not know one promise these men made, one pledge they gave, one word they spoke. But we do know they summed up and perfected by one supreme act the highest virtues of men and citizens. For love of country, they accepted death, and thus resolved all doubts and made immortal their patriotism and their virtue. For the noblest man that lives, there still remains a conflict. He must still withstand the assaults of time and fortune, must still be assailed with temptations, before which lofty natures have fallen. But with these, the conflict ended. The victory was won, when death stamped on them the great seal of heroic character and closed a record which years can never blot. That was from, at that point, General James Garfield, Decoration Day, Arlington Cemetery, 1868, in an incredible statement. It's so beautifully written, and I'm sure powerfully delivered, that we make promises, we have words, we have faith, we have all these things, but the men and women that have died in service to the country created a statement, made a statement with that ultimate sacrifice that seals their character in service to their country forever, and it doesn't change because of the price that they were willing to pay. And that's something that I think, obviously, we all need to remember on this Memorial Day and every Memorial Day. And of course, just like Christmas when we celebrate the birth of Christ, or Easter when we celebrate his resurrection, we should be remembering the members of our armed services, both active duty now, God bless you and thank you, and those that have served previously, maybe still alive or have passed on, and those that lost their lives in service to their country. So do whatever we can to remember and to honor them. All right, so this is really cool. We went on four new markets about 3 weeks ago with our friends at Wilkins Radio. One was Indianapolis, Indiana. Another one was Kansas City. And then another one here in North Carolina, where I live, is Asheville. And then all the way out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I think we have our very first caller from the Wilkins Radio stations in Albuquerque. Rosemary, thanks so much for calling in today. How are you?
Fine. So I was just telling the young man that I went to the cemetery, Sunset in Albuquerque, and I was so thrilled to see flags on all the veterans' graves there.
That must have been encouraging. Yeah, were you there to visit a grave yourself, Rosemary?
My husband's grave.
Uh-huh. And when?
He served in the service during the Korean War.
During the Korean War. Did he die during the war, Rosemary?
Oh, no. We would have been married 65 years this year.
Wow.
62 years, but we would have been married 65 this year. But
praise
the Lord.
Anyway,
I was so thrilled to see the flags on all the veterans.
Yeah.
It thrilled my heart to see it.
I bet. Boy, that's great. Thanks so much for sharing that with us today, Rosemary. God bless you.
God bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And that's just amazing that she went out there. And see, a wife of a military, and then he survived the Korean War, obviously. But just how much it meant to her, whose husband served, and just to see the flags there. And that's, of course, what goes on at military grave sites all over the country and around the world, in fact. And then in regular grave sites, regular cemeteries where you see members of the military who are honored in that way. That's awesome. 866-34-TRUTH. If you'd like to share something, 866-348-7884 to honor somebody that you know, perhaps, that gave their life in service to the country. I want to thank Ashley Mason, and I know her friend, her sister, a great family, but she put this up on Facebook earlier today, and they're a military family. A good family friend, we honor Master Sergeant Sean Simmons, killed June 29th, 2008. Master Sergeant Simmons was a member of the 1st Battalion 7th Special Forces Group Airborne when he made the ultimate sacrifice. Thanks, Ashley, for sharing that. And then Lisa shared this. A young man, only 21, from my home church in High Point, which is in North Carolina, Marine Corporal Philippe C. Barbosa, died January 28th, 2006, serving during Operation Iraqi Freedom in Fallujah. He had plans to attend Southeastern Baptist, which really hit my heart earlier today when I read this. That's where I'm broadcasting right now, Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. So this young man, Marine Corporal Philippe C. Barbosa, wanted to come here and study after the completion of his military service to become a missionary. And there he was, died a very young man, only 21. Just amazing. And then Rita, another friend of mine on Facebook, said, my husband's father, Major Stephen Frank Fontaine, Air Force pilot, he, his brother Mike, and his parents, Armand and Muriel, are all buried in Arlington Cemetery representing the Air Force and Navy service. Thank you so much for sharing that. If you want to call in today, and then we're going to hear from pretty soon Harold Eustache, who's another Facebook friend, but served in the U.S. Army, and he's got a great story to share with us, very powerful remembrance from his time in the Army, actually in Afghanistan. A story from late summer 2009. Let me jump over to Jane, who's calling in from Wake Forest, North Carolina. Jane, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hello there, Steve. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
You're welcome.
I wanted to honor Dr. David Moore, and he still with us, praise the Lord. He was a fighter pilot, to my knowledge, flew back and forth to Vietnam about 100 times. And is just a phenomenal man and a very good Samaritan and a blessing to our world.
Wow,
and
that's awesome.
I just wanted to let your listeners know about him.
I appreciate it.
Can I mention one other person?
Yeah, sure.
Steve?
Go ahead, real quick. Go ahead.
Hey, forgive me, I don't recall his name, but he's the assistant pastor at Richland Creek in Wake Forest. He was in the military 21 or 22 years. And a great leader, just a champion for the military.
Yeah, that's awesome. Jane, thanks so much for calling in and sharing
that
today. You're welcome. Have a great Memorial Day. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show here on Memorial Day 2018, live on Memorial Day, and just feel compelled to use the platform every Memorial Day. And sometimes we've been out of town, but most of the time we have not. And hanging out at home earlier today, I'll go back home after the show, but wanted to get in here and just take the opportunity to do my part and all of us come together to honor those that have paid the ultimate price in service to our nation here on Memorial Day, which actually, interesting thing that a lot of people probably don't know is there's actually supposed to be a moment of silence or remembrance every Memorial Day at 3 p.m. local time. So obviously we passed that already, but we'll say a prayer together at the end of the show. And if you want to join us on Facebook Live, you can do that. Just jump over to Facebook. And in the search box, just put Steve Noble Show, N-O-B-L-E, and you'll find us. And we're going to pray together at the end of the show as well. And a few more things to share on the other side, the last segment of the show. But wanted to get to, I was on Facebook earlier today and saw a really powerful post by a friend on Facebook who lives in the Winston-Salem area of North Carolina. Harold Eustache served in the U.S. Army. He was a paratrooper, infantryman, one of the pathfinders there, and had just posted a great story from the summer of 2009 in Afghanistan near the Pakistan border, which I really was hopeful that he would be willing to share that with us today. Harold, thanks so much for joining us and taking the time to be with us today. We appreciate you and appreciate your service.
Thank you, Steve, for having me.
You're very welcome. So how long were you in the military, first of all?
I joined in 2004, in the summer of 2004, and got out in 2010, so for about 6 years.
And why did you join in the first place, Harold?
I joined because after 2011, I was in college in 2001, excuse me. I was in college, and it really made me think about what our country meant and what it meant to serve, and I wanted to make sure that I could never look back on my life and say I didn't do the things I wanted to do. So I wanted to serve in the biggest way, be an infantryman, and do the whole thing, and I was able to do that.
Yeah, and thank you again for your service, and what a great reminder to all of us. And I was I was there, you know, I was experienced 2001, I experienced 9/11, ended up in New York about a month and a half later and had a different kind of experience there. But yeah, that made an impression on me because people our age, we had never really seen our country threatened like that.
Right.
And it was such a sobering moment. But let's jump forward a little bit. So it was the late summer of 2009. You were in the Kunar River Valley, which is in Afghanistan, real close to Pakistan. And we'll talk about this gentleman that you met there, First Lieutenant Tyler Parton. So just take us to where you were, what you were doing, and let's talk about the First Lieutenant.
So I was very particular about some of the things I said as far as the mission itself.
Sure.
But because it was classified on some level, but I got to meet this gentleman, Tyler Partin, and he was just an incredible man. And we get off this plane, and it's smoky, and there's, you know, a bunch of guys running around with beards on, and everybody's wearing their flak vest. So I tell my guys, it's like, hey, take all your stuff off and just keep your vest on, your bulletproof vest, and keep rounds on you and your weapon. And so we do the same. And so he's like yelling into this like embitter radio, and he's just talking about subsequent missions, about future missions. And, you know, I had to make an engagement with him and say, hey, here's why we're here, here's what we're doing, here's what commanders have told us that we need to do, and he understood that. But in the coming days, what I got to learn from him was, like, he just had so much respect from every man that was there. I mean, you're talking about, you know, you're talking about 25 Americans on the side of a mountain in Pakistan. You know, American men. And it's, you learn each other. You learn what it means to love your country in that way and really bond, because you've got nobody else.
Yeah.
And so we did the missions that we did together. But beyond that, he was this like strapping dude. And I remember thinking, like, I was like, this guy could be like president one day. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
I thought that about him. I was like, wow, this guy's so impressive. I mean, I just never met a guy like this.
And did you have time, Harold, just to kind of get to know one another and talk about things?
Oh, we had more than enough time to get to know each other. I mean, you know, when I left some of the details out of Facebook, of course, or the social media post, but the reality, we sat and talked for hours and hours. Hours and hours about all sorts of stuff. Just about life. And I got to know him very well in that time. And he was so tough and so well respected. And it's one of those things in the military where you realize you know who the respected leaders are and who the respected leaders aren't. Just like in life.
Yeah,
right? You know who's your boss, they're the respected, who's not. And he was very well respected. And I feel like, from my perspective, when I found out just a couple of days later that he got killed, and I was very, very purposeful about trying to find out how he got killed. When I found out how, he was the only, from what I understand of that mission, he was the only one to die on that mission. And he took everything for everybody. And he's the reason I think it's so important is because, you know, somebody like that, this young man from Arkansas that is as tough and strong, and he's a Christian man, he was a good man, a godly man, a God-fearing man, that will just get forgotten. And that's what scares me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And one thing that's really interesting from your Facebook post, Harold, is when you looked later to find out more about him, found out that he was a West Point grad, and he never told you that.
No, he never. You couldn't tell the difference between him and the other guys very much.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that he was talking into the radio. The only difference I could tell was that he was the only one without a flak vest on. That's about the only difference I could tell. But he was one of those guys where, you know, he was the best of America.
Yeah.
He's who we are. And I come to find out later, he's this, you know, God-fearing man. And it's just, I really respect him.
Yeah, obviously made an impression on you.
Very much.
And then how did you guys talk about, you know, a lot of people, it becomes a hot political issue button. Why are we in the Middle East? Why are we in Afghanistan? Why are we in Iraq? Did you guys talk about that? And just in terms of your love of country and your sense of duty,
we didn't talk about that. I think
I don't know that you needed to, because obviously you're there. Yeah.
Yeah, you're there for a long time. And at that point, I had been in war. I had been to Iraq for over a year and in Afghanistan at that point for 9 months. So I've been spent a lot of my time in war. And you're not thinking about, you know, why you're there so much. You're thinking about the guys.
Yeah.
You're thinking about that guy that you know right next to you. It's kind of like life. It's just like anything else in life.
Absolutely.
You're thinking about that guy right there.
Kind of in the moment.
And so we didn't talk about, what we did talk about was getting back to the country. You know, getting back, we'd always hope that we could make it back.
Yeah.
I remember talking to him about that, hoping that we could make it back to America.
I think one of the things you mentioned in your post is you were looking forward to having a good cheeseburger again.
Oh, yeah. I remember talking to him about that. Just, we would, like, just sit around and be like, wouldn't it be nice to have a good cheeseburger? Because you never, because in that environment, you never know if you're going to ever have one in your life again.
That's amazing. And, that's such an amazing thought.
And it sounds silly, but it's just true.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true. And I remember talking to him about that.
Did you end up losing any other friends during the military conflicts you were in, Harold?
I lost too many to count, Steve. Too many to count. I went to, you know, not guys in my unit necessarily, but just people that were around us. I went to maybe 50 memorials.
Man.
I don't know.
How did that, looking back on it, here we are a few years later, but how do you kind of boil all that down? As a Christian man, as a man that obviously loves his country and was willing to serve and risk his life, what are kind of the takeaways for you, Harold, as an American, but primarily as a Christian?
Well, as a Christian, I think, I got led to God later. I mean, I was angry at first. And thinking, how could this be? How can God be real if He'd allow these things? But I learned later through some other men, some other great, incredible, godly men that maybe we can talk about another day.
Yeah.
That led me to know that, you know, it's about your humility.
Yeah.
And understanding that, you know, Jesus Christ died on a cross for us. The battle's already won.
Amen.
And I really, you know, I wasn't a Christian then.
Well, hold that thought, Harold. I'm going to hold you through the break, okay? Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Harold Eustache. This is Steve Noble. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, special Memorial Day broadcast. Memorial Day, May 28th, right? It's the 28th. It's 2018. I am live today and just felt compelled to be in here so I could do my part to honor those that paid the ultimate price. We're talking to, he's a kind of a new friend, but an eternal friend. And we were friends on Facebook, and I saw a post that Mr. Harold Eustache put up earlier today. He served our nation well, U.S. Army, paratrooper, infantry men, 101st Pathfinders, and encountered a gentleman, First Lieutenant Tyler Parten, there in military service in the Afghanistan-Pakistan area. And Harold's been sharing that story with us because it's just a few days after he left that particular location. First Lieutenant Tyler Parten died in service to his country, and the details of his death were heroic, to say the least, in terms of what it took to bring this great American and God-fearing man down, and left a lasting impression, obviously, on Harold. And Harold also sharing with us a little bit about the perspective as a Christian. And Harold, you were saying, and this makes perfect sense, and thanks again for taking the time to be with us today, that, you know, it's kind of like, where is God in the midst of all that nightmare and everything that I can't imagine that you saw, and having some men kind of lead you down that road? I wanted to give you a chance to finish that thought.
Sure, I'll finish that thought. And Tyler was a man who led me to Christ. I mean, I think about it now, years and years later, that his godly sort of presence, the way he carried himself, really helped lead me to be on the road to Damascus to Jesus Christ. But he did that. I think in thinking about him, when I researched his life, I looked at the fact that he and his girlfriend, who I assume was going to become his fiancée, I don't know, but they were going to go to Africa together, and they were going to minister to people.
Wow.
That was his mission to do after he got back from Afghanistan. And he had been in Afghanistan for quite a while as well, and I think he was, after months and months of combat, you get tired. And that's what he wanted to do. He was an incredible American.
Yeah.
That I hope every single one of us today, when we do all the things that we do today, we think about somebody like him. I mean, I haven't met many people like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think any of us have. They're not common. They're the best of what we have. And the fact that he was a Christ follower and wanted to get out of there and go serve on the mission field just tells you everything you need to know about him. And it's,
right.
You know, the perfect example of Christ himself, who came to serve, not to be served, and died a sacrificial death for people. And most of people that wouldn't actually know him, he still died for him. It's just an amazing, amazing testimony. Harold, I mean, so when Memorial Day comes, how do you kind of get through the day? What do you do with your Memorial Day?
You know, I try to just reflect on the good things and reflect on celebrating. Because I think sometimes, at first, some veterans, we can be, well, when you've been in combat and you think about all these memorials you've been to in combat, sometimes people get angry.
Yeah.
But I think the right thing to do is think it's a celebration of America.
Mm.
It's a celebration of the best of who we are, of the best people. America, to me, is just a collection of people. That's all it's ever been. It's just a bunch of, you know, at this point, 320 million people, but people that believe in God, that believe in values, that believe in a Constitution, and we fight for it.
Yeah.
And that's who we are. And what the Army taught me and what gets me through the day now is just, all right, believing in our people here.
Yeah.
That we have the greatest people, and that will ultimately always make us successful as a country.
Yeah, absolutely right. Harold, thanks again for your service,
and
thanks for your willingness to call in and share with us today.
God bless you, my friend. I very much
appreciate
it, Steve. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, man, we'll talk to you again. That was Harold Eustache calling in from the Winston-Salem area of North Carolina and served our country well. U.S. Army paratrooper infantryman and talking about, a brother-in-arms that lost his life during the battles there in Afghanistan, Pakistan area. First Lieutenant Tyler Parten, and we honor him and his memory and his service to our country today. I mentioned President Calvin Coolidge, who was our 30th president, May 30th, 1923. An incredible speech I can't read the whole thing, but this, the part that was, he was doing this on Memorial Day, and this really struck me as I read this earlier, and I'm going to share it with you. Again, President Calvin Coolidge, who was our 30th president, May 30, 1923. Our country does not want war. It wants peace. It has not decreed this memorial season as an honor to war with its terrible waste and attendant train of suffering and hardship, which reaches onward into the years of peace. Yet war is not the worst of evils, and these days have been set apart to do honor to all those now gone who made the cause of America their supreme choice. Some fell with the word of Patrick Henry, "Give me liberty or give me death," almost ringing in their ears. Some heard that word across the intervening generations and were still obedient to its call. It is to the spirit of those men, exhibited in all of our wars, to the spirit that places the devotion of freedom and truth above the devotion to life, that the nation pays its ever-enduring mark of reverence and respect. It is not that principle that leads to conflict, but to tranquility. It is not that principle which is the cause of war, but the only foundation for an enduring peace. There can be no peace with the forces of evil. Peace comes only through the establishment of the supremacy of the forces of good. That way lies only through sacrifice. It was that the people of our country might live in a knowledge of the truth that these, our countrymen and women, are dead. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And of course, that's John 15:13. As recited by former President Calvin Coolidge, 30th President of the United States, May 30th, 1923. And just it's so important, and this is one of the reasons I teach civics and the Constitution. It's called Foundations of Freedom, and we're about to launch that course online later this week, so you'll be able to take it. It's an 18 lectures, takes you through the Constitution, the history of the nation, all the way through how the government was designed to be run, the amendment process, everything. It's a great civics course, and that'll be available on the Steve Noble Show. That's going to launch later this week, because I've been teaching it to high school age homeschoolers for 6 years now. If we don't remember our past, if we don't study our past, we're doomed, because we've lost so many of the values that have made this nation great. And I often say to people, and I say this to my students, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's apathy. It's to know and not do. And which is just so morally and fundamentally wrong. That's why it says in James, to know what is right, not do it, to you it is a sin. And so we have this massive ignorance in our country, and look around, you see the price that we're paying for it. So one of the things I wanted to do here today was to obviously to honor those who have given their life. And if I go back to January 1st of this year, this is just a list. This is from thefallen.militarytimes.com, from Operation Enduring Freedom, Freedom Sentinel, Inherent Resolve, Iraqi Freedom, all of that. So this is just from January 1st this year. Army Sergeant First Class Mahel Golan, Specialist Javlon S. Sullivan, January 8th, 2018, lost his life. Sergeant Christina M. Schoenecker, February 19th, 2018. Sergeant First Class Maltlin D. Wilson, March 9th, 2018. Staff Sergeant Carl Ennis, March 15th. These are the seven soldiers that died in that terrible helicopter crash. Master Sergeant William Posh on March 15th. Staff Sergeant Deshaun Briggs on March 15th. Master Sergeant Christopher Raguso, also March 15th. Captain Christopher Zanettis, March 15th. Captain Andreas O'Keefe, March 15th. Captain Mark Weber on March 15th, and the most recent, Master Sergeant Jonathan J. Dunbar, which was just on March 30th, just a couple of months ago. 36 years of age, of Austin, Texas, died March 30th in Syria as a result of injuries when an improvised explosive device, which we all know as IEDs, detonated near his patrol. Dunbar was assigned to Headquarters U.S. Army Special Operations Command, Fort Bragg, here in North Carolina. And we need to do what we can to honor those that have paid the ultimate price, that still serve our nation today, whether they're serving now or served in the past. That just like Harold was saying, you know, he experienced 9/11, and he's like, I have to do something. I have to serve. I have to go to the highest level of service to this country, which I think obviously most of us would agree is in the U.S. military. A few people on Facebook Live today were sharing some things, so I wanted to lift these up as well. Sergeant Buck Hinton, D-Day, World War II. Amazing. First Lieutenant Robert B. Eldridge in Vietnam, 1968. Nancy Joyner shared those. Buck Hinton was a friend of my dad's, and Daddy saw his tank hit on D-Day, and Robert Eldridge was a class of Peyton's. So just amazing as people kind of search around and see where these people are, and people from your past. My father served in the occupation right at the end of World War II. So I'm sure that he had friends from high school days that lost their lives in service to the country. And so just to honor them, the way that it happens at every military funeral, I just wanted to share, of course, Taps. And that's how we'll finish up our time. Father God, we thank you that you have made men and women that are capable of serving and giving of themselves the way that they have, a perfect representation of Jesus Christ himself. Father, we pray for those that have lost men and women. We pray for their families. We pray for their sons and daughters. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, friends, we'll talk to you again real soon.